Unfortunately, in many families, more time is spent on the arrangements for the wedding, which will last only several hours, than for the couple's relationship, which should last a lifetime. The mezuzah is affixed to the door in a diagonal position. This is because there are two opinions in halacha. One is that the mezuzah should be vertical, and the other is that it should be horizontal. The diagonal is, therefore, a compromise between the two. Each time you kiss the mezuzah, you should remember the wisdom and importance of compromise. With exceptions. The false assumption, "I can change him, her," is the source of much misery. Keep this in mind, what you see is what you get. Of course people can change, but only when they want to change. You cannot make a person change. You can change how you respond, and if you change your response, your spouse may decide to make a change, too. My dear newlyweds, you are to be each other's partner in life, not a father, mother, teacher or therapist, just a husband and wife, and that should be the only relationship between you. In modern society, the prestige of the woman as mother and homemaker has unfortunately been eroded. Many women consider this role a second best, and glorify being in the professions or in an important position in commerce. Although the Torah observant woman knows her priorities, and although economic demands may make it necessary for her to work, she knows that her role as a wife and mother comes first. Yet, there may still be a subconscious nagging envy of the liberated woman. The zeal of some extreme feminists may have trivialized homemaking and motherhood and affected the pride of the woman who chooses a primary role as wife and mother. It is important that the husband be sensitive to this. The Talmud assigns the fortune of the household as being due to the merits of the wife rather than the husband, Bava Metzia 59a. Some men may have the idea that women were placed in the world to take care of them. We must understand that both men and women were placed in this world to do the will of God, and each fulfills his or her mission by doing the will of God. The wife's fulfillment of her mission is every bit as worthy as the husband's. This should be expressed both in word and deed. My dear newlyweds, may Hashem bless you with a happy marriage and much nahas together for 120 years. But don't put this book away yet. Rather, go back to page 1 and reread it. Ramchal, in his introduction to Messiah's Yesharim, Path of the Just, recommends rereading it many times. He says that precisely because he discusses things that are generally known, people tend to take them for granted and may not give them serious consideration. Therefore, rereading is necessary to keep these important guidelines in our minds.